Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 10th, 2021, from Luke chapter 14, Jesus dines with a Pharisee. Verse 1, one Sabbath when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. So why would Jesus go and dine with someone knowing that it was probably going to be a setup, so to speak? Jesus knew their hearts. But Jesus also knows that he is the Son of God and that he is doing everything perfectly. So why not? This also shows that God has great love for all people, even if they're trying to trip him up or eventually even if they're trying to have him killed and crucified. Verse 2, and behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. Jesus did ask the question first, but they did not answer. The accusers of Jesus were silent. Very similar to the woman who was caught in the act of adultery in the Gospel of St. John. The accusers of the woman eventually left and were silent. From Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 10, Jesus stood up and said to her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. So Jesus then continues from Luke chapter 14, verse 5. And Jesus said to them, which of you having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day will not immediately pull him out? And they could not reply to these things. Again, they were silent. Jesus here is teaching the importance of humanity, for God loves all people. Something in which our world today seems to be forgetting more and more. In a world where it seems that we rank people by their money, skin color, language. But from God's point of view, all people are part of His creation. And God loves and redeems all people. But since Jesus knows that we do like to rank people in our minds, that we're better than most, so to speak, he now uses this as a teaching point. From Luke chapter 14, verse 7. Now Jesus told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place. So that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. St. Paul actually has some similar words from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. To count others more significant than ourselves? I will admit that's really challenging. So Jesus then closes this session by saying in verse 14, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Exalted? Exalted because of faith to heaven above. Join me again tomorrow as Jesus dines with the Pharisee, part 2. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.